Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. It's Thursday, March 14th. It's the season of Lent, and we're walking with Jesus. I'm Billy Heschel, reading for Rachel Closter, and here is Luke 18, 28 through 30. Peter said, "We've left our homes to follow you." "Yes," Jesus replied, "and I assure you that everyone who has given up house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will be repaid many times over in this life and will have eternal life in the world to come." This little conversation between Peter and Jesus, with other disciples listening in, comes right after Jesus has told a man to sell everything to follow him, and the man is less than excited about that idea. Peter bursts in with what I picture as a boastful or know-it-all tone and says, "We did that, Jesus." He's the kid with his hand raised in class who knows all the answers. "Look at us. We're so much better than that guy." Sometimes Jesus reprimands when his disciples talk to him like this, but this time I picture him saying, with a laughing handshake and a calm down hand motion, "Yes, yes, chill out, Peter. You guys are on the right track." I love that this shows the closeness in the relationship between Jesus and Peter. Peter is comfortable enough with Jesus to act this way, and Jesus is kind and loving in his response. Jesus reassures Peter and the disciples that there are blessings that will come as a result of their sacrifice of their old lifestyles, blessings both in this world and the next. It seems like this conversation teaches us a little about priorities. Is Jesus telling us to completely leave our families? I don't think so. I think he's saying, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." Keep your priorities in the right order. Put our relationship with Jesus first above all, and the rest will follow. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to approach you with our authentic selves. Thank you for your gentle responses to us. We humbly ask for the wisdom and motivation to keep you first in our lives. Amen.